The interview process going into the NFL draft, it's one of the lengthiest interview processes anybody will ever go through in their lifetime. And that's why Ronnie Hickman and DeJuan Jones need to seize the moment all week long in Mobile, Alabama.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, January 31st in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. During this episode, we will look into what the most important part of Senior Bowl week will be for Ronnie Hickman and DeJuan Jones, and we'll discuss the cold reality about this year's Ohio State Buckeye basketball team. But before we get to any of that, the Senior Bowl is almost here, the game itself. But Senior Bowl week has already begun, and the lengthiest interview process for Ronnie Hickman and DeJuan Jones has already started. In reality, the interview process really started before they got in college, because during this interview process and the Senior Bowl, and you're going to be in front of all 32 coaches, 32 teams and representatives from them, you will be asked things about but what happened before you got in college. That's going to happen. It might happen more at the combine, but you're definitely going to get some questions there about your upbringing during this week. The Senior Bowl is a great opportunity for every athlete involved. I believe Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, he said there are going to be 125 players that will be meeting with all 32 NFL teams at the Senior Bowl. Think about that opportunity. Everybody can flock down to Mobile, Alabama, outside of the snow, outside of the wind, outside of this cold nastiness we got up here in the Midwestern portion of the country. Outside of all of that, you go down there, get your measurements, your height, your weight, how big your hands are, your wingspan, all of those things. Run your 40 times, little shuttle. Do some agility things. But you're doing all of these things in front of teams that are thinking about drafting you into the National Football League, a fraternity that not every person has a chance to be a part of. Think about it. You're a football player. Some of these youngsters started playing football at 4 years old, some at 12, some at 18. Some of them maybe didn't start playing football until they got in college. Ultimately, they have a chance to play in the NFL. And this week is huge. DeJuan Jones, Ronnie Hickman, Zach Harrison got an invite. I even thought at one point he accepted said invite. But at last check, I saw the rosters on both the American team roster and the national team roster. I did not see Zach Harrison's name. I even saw some things on the Twitter where people were tweeting out the list of defensive linemen that are going to be out there. Zach Harrison's name was not there. Now, I don't think he's going to be more of an outside linebacker type in this game. I still think he's more of a four down lineman set, defensive end, hand to the ground at the next level. 2-point stance, I don't think that is his forte, which is why we focus on just the two players that I do believe are going to be playing this week in the Senior Bowl, in Ronnie Hickman and DeJuan Jones. Seize the day, guys. Simply seize the day. As Buckeye fans, you're going to be watching. You're going to be focused on the Senior Bowl, the practices. I believe ESPN covers the practices. Don't quote me on that. I have not seen that just yet. If that's the network that's going to be broadcasting the practices, or if it will be the NFL Network, but whoever it is, we'll be sharing it around on Twitter. Watch it. Take this in. Think about how many athletes that are that are up with eligibility, or in Ronnie Hickman's case, played 4 years and have graduated from Ohio State. So that's how they're eligible for the Senior Bowl, even though they have some more eligibility left. Think about the opportunity right in front of them. It's tough. For some guys, it's overwhelming. You go down there, you play football all your life, but it's like, oh, that's Bill Belichick. Oh, that's Sean McVay. That's Sean Payton. He ain't even coaching right now, but he is still here with everybody else. This opportunity is huge, and I really, really hope DeJuan Jones and Ronnie Hickman seize the day and take full advantage of it, because both players can raise their draft stock during this week of practice. Now, granted, this is a Senior Bowl. In a few weeks, we'll have the NFL Combine, and then you'll have the circus of where players will be going around to different NFL teams and facilities and talking to them and getting more one-on-ones and getting more nitty-gritty details about what that team wants, what the team's looking for, building relationships with maybe with coaches and things, figuring out, oh, that's a good spot for me, or, oh, they're not really leaning toward my way. I love this time. I remember as a youngster, I used to watch the East-West Shrine Game. I thought that was the thing. I thought that was the biggest thing. But as I get older, the East-West Shrine Game has lost its luster, and the Senior Bowl has risen to the occasion and seized and really been the biggest all-star game every offseason. You got the Hula Bowl, the Polynesian Bowl. There are other bowls out there for the high school athletes, the Army All-American game, and other All-American games that are out there. But for the offseason, the Senior Bowl is it. I'm glad there were two Buckeyes that are there. Trey Sermon was there when he was coming into the NFL, nursing I think he hurt his shoulder in the postseason that year of 2020. Haskell Garrett was there. He was put on some highlights, put people on highlights. He was put on highlights. This doesn't erase the tape. Might I remind you about that? The Senior Bowl practices in this week does not erase the tape and the game film that these players put out there over their time playing football at The Ohio State University. All this can do is raise your draft stock, saying, okay, cool. We know what you are as a player. Who are you as a human? Are you the type of locker room person? Are you the type of individual that we want in our locker room as a part of our organization? That's where things can be solidified for the GMs, executives, coaches, scouts, things of that nature. Senior Bowl week is great. It's an amazing time. We'll try to get some guys on here to break down the Senior Bowl throughout this week. Those people that are down there in Mobile, Alabama, watching practices, covering practices, and maybe somebody who is at the game this weekend as well. But what's the most important part of this week? The week, the practice, or the game? I kind of hinted at it, but I'll go in depth a little bit more next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sportsbook in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Locked On is heading to the Senior Bowl. Get inside analysis from the host that covered the NFL's next generation in college and find out which NFL draft boards these players will be climbing, all in one location. Subscribe to Locked On NFL Draft for nightly live shows from the Senior Bowl on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we have discussed, and this is not my first time mentioning this on the podcast in the offseason, the importance of game film and how nothing erases the game film a player puts out there every single Saturday. But think about this. You have all 32 NFL teams in one spot. We just got done with Conference Championship Saturday, the Super Bowl matchup, the Chiefs and the Eagles, number one versus number one. Patrick Mahomes is still putting up all the accolades, something that we never thought somebody would do this early in their career. I'm still amazed that Patrick Mahomes and the accolades are there. Kind of similar to what Tom Brady was doing when Tom Brady took over for Drew Bledsoe early in the 2000s when he was racking up conference championship win and Super Bowl and this and that and this and that. And it's amazing to think about it. We got that Super Bowl matchup. Jalen Hurts is someone that took part in the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama after he left Oklahoma. And look at him now. Now, granted, he had to work at things. He had to raise his draft stock. He had to solidify some things with people. But we see what's there right in front of us. And the game film for Jalen Hurts couldn't get erased, which is why there are question marks about him going into the National Football League. Similar to DeJuan Jones and Ronnie Hickman, and even and Zach, something tells me Zach's going to be there, even if he does not play. But Zach Harrison as well. Anybody going to the NFL draft, CJ Stroud does not matter. Jackson Smith and Jigba, game film cannot be erased. You can find out a lot about somebody via the game film about the football player that they are. And I don't believe one game this coming Saturday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to erase any of the games that DeJuan Jones started or played in, any other games that Ronnie Hickman started or played in. Nothing this Saturday can erase that. Could it enhance it? Possibly. It's an all-star game. You're not going to be trying to blow up somebody and destroy them like you would be in the game against Michigan. You're not doing that. Yes, you want to tackle, but the speed, the intensity, the how fierce you're playing, the ferocity, that stuff's not going to happen. It's an all-star game. Ain't nobody trying to get hurt because everybody on that field is trying to play in the National Football League one day. But this week of practice, getting these one-on-one opportunities with these coaches, getting these one-on-one opportunities with the GMs, getting these one-on-one opportunities, or maybe it's a group of, let's say, Indianapolis Colts, let's say Cleveland Browns, let's say Baltimore Ravens or Pittsburgh. I know y'all don't like them. I know some of y'all, a lot of y'all don't like the Steelers or the Ravens, but hear me out. Or maybe it's the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Houston Texans or the 49ers or the Broncos. Think about this. Let's say you have three representatives from that team in a meeting room with DeJuan Jones. Think about how that – now think about if DeJuan Jones wins one person over or two people over. They're already halfway sold on him from the tape, the game film, but now – they're even more sold. Two of the three in the room are more or sold on him from just this 5 or 10 or 15 minutes or however long that talk is that they have with him. Ultimately, that could say this is a guy we're going to keep on our board and put a check mark there, or we're going to put an X there and take him off of our board. Why? Because of that conversation. Now, there could be things that are said in there that are funny, that are goofy, that are serious, that are just kind of neutral in the middle, just regular, normal conversation. We don't know. But those are the moments. Yes, the game is important. You're playing a football game. They still want to see your preparation, still want to see your excitement, still want to see your juice. They want to see all of those things. But ultimately, as you know, in an interview, it's that conversation, sitting across the table from somebody, getting to know someone, getting to know really, one question people ask me all the time in interviews, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, that simple statement, a little open-ended, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I can say, well, I'm in my mid-30s, just got engaged, don't really have any goals, wedding might come up in the near future. Like, that nonchalantly saying that thing, that's like, whoa, buddy. You literally just told me you just got engaged. Oh, I didn't tell you guys yesterday. I just got engaged over the weekend. Surprise. I'm actually at my fiance's apartment right now recording this show. There will be a wedding coming up soon. Just want to share that in a little non-Jay way. But no, if I were to tell somebody that I just got engaged, and
my fiance's here. She's beautiful. We've known each other for a little bit, and we're going to get married here in a little bit.
That's not exciting me. That does not sell me on the fact that you are excited about the commitment you just made to that person. Two, that does not even sell me on the fact that you really want to be with that person, because you're not showing any type of enthusiasm about a major moment in your life. And so now all of a sudden, if you're in that moment and someone says, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Hey, man, we just went to the boathouse restaurant on the water. We got engaged. We were talking about our relationship and things that happened and things that trying to figure out dates and things that happened and talking about how much fun we have together and our love for each other. And then all of a sudden, I pulled out this line. This is real. This is not no joke. This is real. I pulled out her hand, her left hand, and said, hey, your hand looks a little naked. Got down on one knee and said, will you marry me? And I got enthusiastic about that very thing. Someone says, oh, okay, you got enthusiasm. I like that. And I believe what you're telling me. Those are the things that might come out in the midst of you discussing, in the midst of an interview at the Senior Bowl. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying somebody's going to talk about them getting engaged or anything like that. However, I will say this. Your enthusiasm, your want to, your desire to be there, that stuff can be picked up in how you respond to a question. Tell me about Coach Ryan Day. And DeJuan Jones just goes off. Just goes smooth off. Discuss what Ryan Day is, how Ryan Day has helped him. Discuss the transition from Coach Studd at offensive line to Justin Fry at offensive line coach. Discussing, hey, here's how Coach Studd helped me. Here's how Coach Justin Fry helped me. Here's what I learned from both coaches. Here's the transition. Here's how I help the youngsters and the older guys with the transition from one coach to another. And you discuss the things that you've done in that time period in those meetings. Those meetings are really pivotal to the future of these players. I do think DeJuan Jones and Ronnie Hickman will both get drafted. I think Ronnie Hickman needs to show a little bit that he's better in space than some people think that he is, being a safety, being an in-the-box kind of guy. He's more of a guy who's better in the box. Ultimately, that's great at some point, but ultimately in the NFL, if you're a safety, you don't want to just be in the box. You'll be an NFL journeyman, and it could be a five-year career, it could be an eight-year career, it could be a three-year career, simply based on your progression. DeJuan Jones, flexibility. So a little bit better, got better with his nutrition, and is he continuing to work on that very thing? We see the height, see the mass, see the wings, and we see all of that. But is he continuing to get better? We saw growth from DeJuan Jones in year one to year two. And something tells me in these moments, the people are going to be asking, are you still working on your nutrition? Are you still working on your conditioning? X, Y, and Z. Why? Because those things are pivotal to a team that might draft DeJuan Jones in either the latter part of the second round, the mid part of the third round, or on the beginning of day number three in the NFL draft. These are all things that happen in these meetings. These meetings and discussions at practice, meetings and discussions in the with the teams, those are, to me, way more important than the game on Saturday. What's really important to Chris Holtmann is hoping that this is not the first time a Buckeye basketball team has a losing record under his watch. Is it possible? Oh, yeah. We'll discuss why it's possible next right here on Locked on Buckeyes. Sports betting is now legal in Ohio, and Locked On has a perfect show to help new and seasoned gamblers. Download and subscribe to Locked On Bets for daily picks and analysis wherever you get your fine podcast. The cold reality of this basketball team at Ohio State is that they might finish below 500. Right now, I believe they're 11-10. They've had so many losses. I kind of lost track of how many they had in a row. I want to say they've lost seven of the last eight games. And at one point, it was 6 of 7. I want to say it's 7 of 8 right now. Things do not look good for this basketball team. And it's not because of the coach specifically. It's not specifically because of the players. I think everybody involved is a reason why things are going the way that they are. The Buckeyes have they're 3-7 in conference right now. You got to figure something out, because if things keep going in this way, Ohio State could finish the season with a losing record. Ohio State could miss the NCAA tournament, which I do expect them to miss anyway. Yeah, the Buckeyes are 11-10. They've lost two in a row. They're 3-7 in conference. Only won 52.4% of the games this year. We discussed it early in the season, discussing, oh, this team in the offense, it's efficient, it flows, it's good. And then what happens? Loss, 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 loss. Losses to teams that you should not lose to. Now, the Purdue game, if you were tighten things up at the end of the season, at the end of the end of that game, they could beat Purdue. Maryland on the road, really lackluster performance. Minnesota at home, really bad performance against a team that you should beat. Rutgers on the road. Rutgers is a tough place to play, but Rutgers was still defensively doing things that Ohio State could not combat. Nebraska on the road, losing to them. Not acceptable. All of a sudden, you got a win over Iowa sprinkled in there, a 16-point win. You scored 93 points, and everyone's like, oh, is this a glimpse of what's to come, what we can expect from this basketball team? You would like to say yes. Ultimately, the answer is no. In that game, to me, the Iowa game was one where I tried my best not to put much stock into it, because then you had to go on the road to Illinois, 9-point loss. You just lost just by 16 points to the Indiana Hoosiers on Saturday. There are games against Wisconsin on the road at Michigan, home against Northwestern, home against Michigan State, on the road in Iowa City against Iowa, on the road at Purdue. It's probably going to be a loss. Purdue's really good. Zach Edey just put up 38 points, 38 and what? He had a double-double, 38 with 13 rebounds, something weird like that. It's also going to be a sold-out Mackey Arena. They're not going to win there. Home against Penn State, that should be a win. Home against Illinois, toss up. Home against Maryland, I want to say toss up. And then on the road at Michigan State to end the season on March the 4th before the Big Ten Conference Tournament. I went through all that to say this. You see some winnable games down the stretch. You see some games that I am already going to tell you they're going to lose. Imagine what's going to be happening in these meetings between Gene Smith and Chris Holtmann at the end of the season when you're trying to figure out, is Holtmann the guy? Like, I'm already saying, I have been a Chris Holtmann believer since he was at Butler, but one difference between Chris Holtmann at Butler and Chris Holtmann at Ohio State, yeah, you squeeze a lot out of that orange for E.J. Liddell. You got a lot out of that. This is since I've been covering the team. You squeezed a lot out of that orange for Dwayne Washington Jr. Probably could have got some more, but squeezed a lot out of that orange. You got a lot out of the orange for Malachi Branham. I still think Branham would have benefited greatly with a second year at Ohio State. Could you imagine Branham and Sensabaugh playing with the same team together? I understand that they both can play outside, but Sensabaugh can play a little inside as well. Has a great mid-range game. They can figure things out. Could you imagine that? I could. It's not here. I just wonder, man, you squeeze that stuff out of the orange, and it seems like this year, Holtmann's not able to squeeze enough out of the orange of a lot of the players that are on the team. But when he was at Butler, the talent was nowhere near what's at Ohio State this year or any year. The players were not the caliber of a Big Ten team when Holtmann was at Butler. But what did he do? Squeezed everything out of that orange. Everything out of the orange of all of those players at Butler, which is how Chris Holtmann got the job at Ohio State. And so I wonder, is it the players he's recruiting? Does he need to recruit better players? Is it him? Is he not connecting with the players like you would want him to? Is he using old tactics and needs to try to change some things to adjust to the players that he's coaching right now? I don't know. But the cold reality about this basketball team is Chris Holtmann might finish the season with a losing record for the first time since he's been the basketball coach at Ohio State. And that's recipe to get fired. I don't know if that's the year. It could be when his contract is up in a few years. But something has to give. Something has to give quick. Because this is not sustainable. This is not something anybody wants to say, ooh, yeah, this is sustainable. Chris Holtmann has won at least 20 games in every season since since the 2012-2013 season, his last year at Gardner-Webb, Chris Holtmann has won at least 20 games in every year, including the COVID year in 2020, with the 2019-2020 season, which was cut short. Oh, yeah. He won 21 games. The next year, a short year, he won 21 games. The last time he had a losing record was his second year, well, his first and second years at Gardner-Webb, first and second years of coaching. Outside of that, Chris Holtmann has won 20 games in every season, which makes this year even worse when you think about it. Most talent he's probably ever had on a team. He could easily have another one-and-done player. There's a disconnect. The players, the recruiting, the coaching, the practices, something isn't right, and this is not a good look for Chris Holtmann or anybody involved with the Ohio State basketball team. We're out of here on a Tuesday. Three more days left here in the week. We'll discuss more Senior Bowl practice and things that are things people are witnessing down there in Mobile, Alabama. I will be filtering in football, basketball talk. There's a basketball game on Wednesday against Wisconsin. Just win. Just find a way to win the game. Find a way to win the game so we can end the week here on this show on a high note. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court, plus hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball is available on YouTube and wherever you get your fine podcast.